the Bennetts, thanks to Jeep Dealers of Queensland. Wayne.
I'm out of control.
Trish.
He's out of control.
And the kids.
He's out of control.
Today's episode, Team Lazarus.
Wayne, have you seen? Glenn Lazarus has started his own political party.
What is it, the Brick with Eyes Coalition?
No, it's the Glenn Lazarus team. And look, he's got a football as a logo.
In the Broncos' colours, what a cheek.
He's just going back to his football roots, Wayne.
Please don't use football and root in the same sentence, Trish.
I will look after the needs of all my fellow Queenslanders.
Fellow Queenslanders? He was a front row forward who played for New South Wales. He's more blue than Smurf porn.
I'll get it. My goodness, Brick!
Senator Brick, Trish.
Lazarus, what's this about your own political party?
That's why I'm here, Wayne. My idea is to have past and present footy players standing as candidates for me in the next election.
Look, politics and football don't mix, Brick. Don't you remember Mel Meninga's ill-fated political career? It was shorter than a hooker's tea break.
But I'm already in the Senate. I got a head start.
So what can we do?
Have a look at my list of suggestions for a Lazarus team shadow cabinet. Tell me if I'm on the right track.
Okay, let's see. Minister for Defence, Tony Tunza-Carroll.
Yeah. If he could stop a charging Willie Mason, he'd have no trouble with an Indonesian battleship.
Yeah, true. Minister for Health, the entire Gold Coast Titans.
I figured they've already got the pharmaceuticals.
Of course. Minister for Internal Affairs, John Hopewadi.
Perfect fit, pardon the pun.
Wendell Saylor for Foreign Affairs.
Yeah, he had six of them on his last tour with the Wallabies.
And me for Senate Majority Leader.
I need someone who can lead us to a win, Wayne.
Wayne Bennett for the Australian Senate.
Oh, I love it, Wayne.
Get my whistle, Trish. I'm off to Canberra. Queenslander!
The Bennetts.
Brought to you by the Jeep Dealers of Queensland. Jeep Cherokee Sport. Now at 35K drive away, no more to pay.
Jeep, don't hold back.